Chapter 3. Therefore, he says to them again concerning these things, "Why do you fast to me as on this day, says the Lord, that your voice should be heard with a cry? This is not the fast which I have chosen, says the Lord, nor for a human to humble his soul. But even if you bend your neck like a ring, and put sackcloth and ashes upon yourself, will you call it an acceptable fast? But to us he says, Behold, this is the fast which I have chosen, says the Lord, not that a human should humble his soul, but that he should loose every band of unrighteousness, release the knots of compulsory agreements, send off to dismissal those who are broken down, and tear in pieces every unrighteous contract. Break your bread with the hungry, and clothe the naked when you see him. Bring homeless men into your house, and do not despise a lowly man if you see him, nor anyone of your own house or of your own family. Then your light will break forth at dawn, and your healings will quickly spring up, and the righteousness will go forth before you, and the glory of God will encompass you. Then you will call, and God will hear you. While you are yet speaking, he will say, Behold, here I am. If you remove from yourself the bond and the stretching out of hands and a word of murmuring, and give your bread to the hungry from your soul, and show mercy to a soul which is humbled. Therefore, brothers, for this reason, he is long-suffering, foreseeing how the people whom he has prepared in his beloved would put faith in him with simplicity. For he revealed all these things to us beforehand, so that we should not be shipwrecked like the uninitiated by their law.